Urolithin A. Could it improve mitochondrial functioning in ME/CFS, long COVID, and fibromyalgia? By Court Johnson, July 7th, 2024. Another day, another potential mitochondrial enhancer. We just came across LOLA, L-O-L-A, and now we have Urolithin A, a most intriguing compound. Urolithin A, or UA, is produced by the gut bacteria, a potential red flag in diseases like chronic fatigue syndrome, ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID, which feature a less diverse and a dysregulated gut flora. It's one of several compounds, urolithin A, B, C, and D, that gut microbes produce when they break down the elagitannins found in foods like pomegranates, walnuts, strawberries, and raspberries. It's not new to science. It was discovered about 40 years ago, but more recent interest in its health-enhancing properties have resulted in hundreds of mostly lab and animal studies, and you can see a link to that in the text version of the article. Mitochondrial and lifespan enhancer. UA's great gift appears to be its ability to enhance mitochondrial production and muscle functioning across a wide range of species, such as worms, mice, and humans. Interestingly, it does this cleaning up of defective mitochondria, mitophagy, autophagy, a process studies suggest may be impaired in ME/CFS. Urolithin A is so effective at this process that it's been called a first-in-class mitophagy enhancer. Reduced mitochondrial cleanup in the muscles plays a role in the muscle weakening that occurs as we age. Urolithin A has been shown to improve both muscle strength and muscle endurance in both younger and older mice, improve mitochondrial efficiency, reduce inflammation, and improve muscle endurance in humans. It also appears to enhance cardiovascular health, improve T-cell functioning, reducing T-cell exhaustion, a problem in both ME/CFS and long COVID, and has neuroprotective and mitochondrial enhancing effects in the brain. A 2022 study found that middle-aged adults taking 2 doses per day of MitoPure for 4 months showed significant improvements in muscle strength, 12% and clinically meaningful improvements in aerobic endurance, peak oxygen consumption, and physical performance, a 6-minute walk test, but no significant improvements on peak power output, increased mitochondrial gene expression and reduced levels of acylcarnitines and C-reactive proteins suggested MitoPure had improved mitochondrial efficiency and reduced inflammation. The gene expression and proteomic analysis of muscle tissue confirmed that urolithin A's biggest effect was improved mitochondrial functioning. Similar findings occurred in the double-blinded, placebo-controlled, randomized, energized clinical trial taking place at the University of Washington Medical Center and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle, Washington. And you can see a link to that in the text version of the article. Older adults, 65 to 94, taking 1,000 milligrams in the morning on an empty stomach with a glass of water, had a significant improvement in muscle endurance, reduced plasma levels of several acylcarnitines, ceramides, biomarkers of mitochondrial health, and C-reactive protein, a biomarker of inflammation. Urolithin A research appears to be booming. Just in the past 5 months, UA improved memory and learning in Alzheimer's mice, suppressed colorectal cancer in the lab, reduced the toxicity of amyloid plaques in mice, reduced cognitive impairment in aging mice by increasing mitochondrial activity, reduced microglial activation in mice, and so on. It's not all about mice and labs, though. Clinical trials are currently underway to assess urolithin A's ability to affect the immune system, enhance endothelial functioning, increase glucose metabolism, insulin availability, and energy production, alter the gut flora and boost mitochondrial production, compare MitoPure's bioavailability with pomegranate juice, assess skeletal muscle function and iron metabolism, and more. Dietary urolithin A versus supplements. Studies suggest that only about 30 or 40% of people sufficiently break down elagitannins enough to produce urolithin A, or UA, in their gut. One review stated that only a small percentage of people get enough UA from food to get health benefits from it. Attempts to identify the gut bacteria responsible for producing urolithin A have failed thus far. Buying urolithin A. Urolithin A supplements are readily available, though perhaps not yet in Canada. And as with any supplement, it's probably best to go with a reputable brand. The news from a recent study that assessed UA levels in supplements was mostly good. Of the four brands tested, two were very close to the manufacturer's claims, while one exceeded it by almost 30% and one was 16% lower. The names of the brands were not given. The news regarding nicotinamide was worse, with 8 of 16 brands containing less than 20% of the claimed levels and 3 containing none. MitoPure by Timeline has been used in clinical studies and is surely safe, but at $2.08 per pill on Amazon in the US, it's also easily the most expensive source. Otherwise, urolithin A is available from 33 cents to $1.28 per pill and comes in powder form. Applying the Arsenault test. The Arsenault test assesses the factors below to help decide whether or not to try a new treatment. It comes from a presentation given by Dr. Rick Arsenault, a Canadian ME/CFS and fibromyalgia doctor. Factor 1. The credibility of the source. With many studies and even a few human ones, the credibility of the source is good. Factor 2. The quality of the evidence. Pretty good. Few human trials have been done, but a couple of high-quality trials have had good results in healthy humans. Factor 3. The benefit, cost, and risk-benefit analysis. The benefit of urolithin A appears to be moderate, but could hit a core problem in ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. The cost runs from fairly low to fairly high depending on which brand you try, and the risk appears to be low. If you are supplement inclined and you can afford it, urolithin A might be something to try. Conclusion. Urolithin A might be the rare, real deal. It's been extensively studied, mostly in animal models and the lab for sure. But the few healthy human trials have gone well and more are underway. We, of course, don't have a clue how well it would do in diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. But if mitophagy is a problem and people with these diseases are aging more quickly, as some researchers have recently suggested, urolithin A's mitochondrial and lifespan-enhancing possibilities might indeed be helpful. That said, urolithin A does not appear to be a super supplement. Is there one? The increases in muscle endurance are generally around 15 to 20%, a nice increase, but not staggering. It does appear, though, to be having a positive effect biologically. Thus far, though, we have one study that's assessed autophagy in ME/CFS, three fibromyalgia mouse studies suggesting mitophagy and autophagy is a problem, and a couple of studies suggesting that impaired autophagy is in long COVID, as the virus appears to reduce autophagy. In other words, we have arrows pointing to autophagy and mitophagy being a problem, but not a lot of solid evidence. I never think that any one supplement is probably going to do it all, and honestly, mitochondrial supplements have never done much for me. Then again, I'm horrible at maintaining my supplement regimens. With both urolithin A and LOLA, or L-ornithine and L-arginine combined, popping up recently, I'm wondering what the studies suggest the best mitochondrial supplement package for these diseases might be. That will be coming up in a future blog, but first, please offer your ideas. Thanks to Neely for the urolithin A tip. Health Rising's Quickie Summer Donation Drive. thanks to the 235 people who have helped bring Health Rising to about 75% of the way to its goal of $20,000, because Health Rising is almost entirely, as in like 97%, community supported, thanks to everyone who keeps helping us stay online and spread the news. Urolithin A, LOLA, Methylene Blue, Oxaloacetate, a new anaerobic exercise program, Rapamycin, Putrino's Autonomic Rehabilitation Program, Tonmya, Copaxone, Baricitinib, Monoclonal Antibodies. It goes on and on. We are committed to keeping up with new treatment possibilities that have been showing up for these diseases. If learning about new treatment possibilities floats your boat, please support us in a manner that works for you. You can give a one-time donation in the link in the text version of the article.